Good afternoon. It's 12:15 and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Megan Scanlon. It's 16 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, police crack down on Dons on the Danforth. Vancouver moves on in the NHL playoffs and Avatar is take-home gold as fans flock to buy the new release. In local news, 86 men have been charged in an investigation that targeted suspects looking for sexual services from prostitutes. The three-day investigation by Toronto police took place on Danforth Avenue. The men will appear in court on June 3rd. Toronto's feeling the pressure after three major recycling centers closed their doors over the last month. The closures include a plant in Brampton that is the first and only one dedicated to recycling polystyrene foam in Canada. With blue box materials piling up in collection centers, the city is thinking about sending it all south of the border. This will mean larger shipping costs, which could see a rise in prices paid for by the people. Something stinks in Rouge Hill. Residents of the community are growing tired of the garbage and misplaced dog waste that is being littered on the streets where they live. This is an ongoing problem for the neighborhood, the solution to which, resident Lauren Mann says, is being accountable for your own actions within the community.
I think every person has to be reminded about good stewardship of their community. We have an active community newspaper that goes around our area, and we try to pinpoint the problems. It could be break-ins, it could be graffiti or whatever. And I think now we've got to tackle this here major problem of leaving your dog doo-doo on the streets.
Mann says he spoke with representatives at the office of City Councillor Ron Moser, but the problem, and did see some immediate results, though he is doubtful how long they will last. The cleanup of a large oil spill off the coast of Louisiana is being put off for a second day in a row. High waves have made it impossible for teams to continue the cleanup. According to officials, over 40,000 gallons of oil are running into the Gulf every day. The spill began after an explosion destroyed an offshore oil rig 5 days ago. The cleanup needs to resume soon to stop the oil from washing ashore on sensitive lands like the beaches and wetlands of Louisiana and Mississippi. Fans of the Archie comics have a new twist to look forward to. Kevin Keller will be the newest character added to the group. In a September edition, he will be pursued by none other than Veronica the Brunette Vixen. For once, her attempts will fail when Kevin announces that he is gay, making him the first homosexual character found in the comics. Turning now to sports. In the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks move on to the next round in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They beat the Los Angeles Kings 4-2 last night in Game 6. Tonight, Montreal is at home against Washington. The game starts at 7. The Toronto Blue Jays may have lost to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday in a 6-0 game, but Jose Molina, the Jays catcher, set a team record for throwing out runners trying to steal a base. He put out four runners, including Carl Crawford, twice. Toronto's at home tonight as they play against Boston. The game starts at 7. In soccer, the home field advantage seemed to spur on the Toronto FC as they beat Seattle 2-0 yesterday. Toronto plays again on Saturday against Real Salt Lake. The game starts at 4. And in entertainment, after just 4 days on the shelves of movie stores, Avatar has sold 6.7 million DVDs and Blu-ray discs. Together, the sales brought in $130 million. 20th Century Fox announced that Avatar has become the fastest-selling Blu-ray of all time. An announcement is expected soon on the release of a 3D DVD. And speaking of movies, How to Train the Dragon took top spot at the box office over the weekend, grossing $15 million, followed by The Backup Plan with $12 million and Date Night with $10 million. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Megan Scanlon, and have a great day.